Please note, this episode includes an AI guest host. Some responses have been generated by artificial intelligence.
Gracias, and welcome to the podcast about AI, for AI, and done by AI. Sorta. AI Innovations Unleashed. I'm your AI host, Nex. And with me in the booth, or really punching my buttons, is Dr. JR. Joke time. I only know 25 letters of the alphabet. I don't know why.
Well, hey, 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 friends. Welcome to this special bonus drop of AI Innovations Unleashed, your go-to spot for decoding the wild, weird, and totally wonderful world of artificial intelligence. I'm your host, Dr. JR, and today we're getting personal, like AI in your pocket personal. That's right, we're pulling back the curtain on the invisible AI that's already running your world. From the way your phone cleans up your selfies to how your GPS magically avoids traffic, AI is quietly helping out in ways most of us have never even noticed. And joining me for this deep dive into the sneaky, surprising world of everyday AI is our good friend of the show, brilliant AI researcher and resident snack enthusiast, Dr. Casey Brightman.
Thanks for the warm welcome, JR. So excited to be here. And honestly, this episode is like a cheat code to your daily life. You'll never look at your phone the same way again.
And of course, no tech degree required today, folks. We're keeping it fun, fast, and full of, wait, that's AI moments? So grab your favorite drink, settle in, and let's unpack the AI that's been hiding in plain sight. All right, Casey, before we dive in too deep, I thought we could warm things up with a little game of, I like to call, AI or not AI. And here are the ground rules. I'll name something that most of us probably used this morning before breakfast, and you'll tell us, is it secretly powered by AI or just a regular old feature of life? And hey, listeners, this is your moment to play along. Keep score in your head and let's see how well you really know the tech in your life.
Oh, I love this. Let's do it. You might be surprised how many of these little daily moments are quietly run by some pretty advanced AI.
All right, first, email spam filters. AI or not AI?
That's definitely AI. Spam filters use machine learning to detect patterns in what makes an email spammy, like keywords, sender info, and formatting. Every time you mark an email as spam, you're actually helping to train the algorithm.
All right, next, photo apps that blur your background like a fancy camera.
Absolutely AI. That's computer vision. Your camera detects your face, separates it from the background, and applies a blur using neural networks trained on thousands of images. It's basically portrait mode with a PhD.
Okay, here's another one. Unlocking your phone with your face.
Boom, AI. That's facial recognition. Your phone is scanning and mapping over 30,000 points on your face, using deep learning to match it with your saved image. It's like having a bouncer for your data.
Okay, let's throw a little bit of a curveball. Your fridge suggesting you need more milk.
Believe it or not, AI. Smart fridges track patterns. What you use, how often you open the door, even your shopping habits. It's all fed into machine learning models to guess when you're due for a restock. I mean, your fridge is judging your snack choices?
You about got me there. Well, here's another. Your GPS magically rerouting you around a traffic jam.
That's a big yes. AI in GPS apps like Waze or Google Maps analyzes real-time traffic data from users to predict congestion and reroute you efficiently. It's like crowdsourced road wisdom, filtered through an algorithm.
And what about this one? Your camera phone switching to night mode automatically.
Total AI. Your device uses low light detection, image enhancement models, and multi-frame processing to give you clearer night shots. It's literally adjusting exposure and contrast for you without asking.
Okay, this one's a little bit more fun. What about a digital assistant laughing at your jokes?
Tricky. That's more scripted behavior than true AI. the assistant doesn't actually understand humor. It's just programmed to respond to certain cues like, that's funny, or tell me a joke. So, not quite AI in the full sense.
Got it. So, AI-ish, but not sentient comedy critics just yet.
Exactly. Thank goodness, or I'd be worried about getting roasted by my smart speaker.
Yeah. So, if you're keeping score at home, that's a whole lot of everyday stuff that's powered by AI. Most of it completely invisible to the average person.
Right? AI isn't just about robots and rocket science anymore. It's quietly woven into how we take photos, get to work, even how we order groceries. The tech has gone from the lab to your living room.
And, of course, in your pocket, and your kitchen, and your playlist.
And we're just getting started.
Okay, so we've established that AI is everywhere. Your phone, your fridge, even your photo filters. But here's a twist. What about the content you don't realize you're being guided toward? Like why you suddenly can't stop watching oddly satisfying videos on TikTok, or why your favorite streaming app keeps recommending that one oddly specific sci-fi rom-com.
Sounds suspiciously like algorithmic matchmaking.
All right, then. Before we dive into how AI is shaping what you see online, let's take a quick step back. Because here's the thing. We're not just surrounded by AI. In a lot of cases, we've totally upgraded our daily lives without even noticing. We'll call this the invisible upgrade.
Oh, I love this. These are those little moments where you go, wait, remember when we used to do that manually? AI hasn't just made things faster. It's actually changed the whole experience.
Exactly. So, let's take something simple. Ordering takeout. Back in the day, we flipped through paper menus, called the restaurant, hoped they had heard our order correctly, and waited blindly for it.
Now, AI is predicting what we're craving, suggesting what we might like based on time of day, previous orders, even the weather. Some apps can even predict how long it'll take before you click place order.
It's like your phone knows when you're in a Friday night pizza and sweatpants kind of mood.
Exactly. And it's not just food. Think about driving. Remember printing directions from MapQuest?
Yeah, and hoping you didn't miss a turn because no rerouting.
Now, AI in GPS apps gives you real-time updates, alternate routes, and even knows where speed traps or traffic accidents are happening thanks to live data from other users.
So, whether it's what you eat, how you drive, or even how you listen to your music, AI has quietly upgraded the experience. No fanfare, no flashing lights, just a smarter, smoother flow.
And the best part? Most of us didn't have to learn a new system. It just happened. That's the magic of good design powered by AI.
All right, so now we've looked into how AI has silently streamlined our lives, let's look at where things get a little more intentional and a bit more sneaky.
Yep, we're talking about the content you see, the buttons you click, and how AI is quietly testing you behind the scenes.
So next up, it's going to be A or B AI. How algorithms are shaping your online experience before you even realize it. So, Casey, we've covered that AI is helping us behind the scenes, but now let's talk about the AI that's watching us.
Ooh, spooky, but true. This is where AI starts to get a little more personal, because it's not just helping you navigate traffic or fix your blurry photos, it's learning about you, what you click, what you scroll past, what keeps you glued to your screen.
Enter the magical world of A/B testing, and no, it's not just for lab rats anymore.
Right. A/B testing is when companies show different versions of something, like a button, headline, or video thumbnail, to different users to see which version performs better. But now, AI is running those experiments at scale, and we're all unknowingly part of them.
So, while I might be seeing a blue subscribe button, someone else might be seeing it in neon green or with colorful sparkles?
Exactly. And if more people click the sparkly green one, guess what? That version wins and suddenly it becomes the button. AI monitors engagement in real time and learns what's most effective based on behavior.
So we're just not consumers of content. We're training the algorithm while scrolling?
Yep. Every time you like, pause, rewatch, or skip, you're feeding data into machine learning systems that are fine-tuning your feed. Whether it's TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, or Netflix, the AI behind the scenes is predicting what'll keep you watching and giving you more of it.
That explains why I watched one baking video and now my entire feed is croissants in slow motion.
That's the echo chamber effect. Once the AI thinks you like something, it reinforces that choice. It's a loop, and it works frighteningly well.
Even Netflix does this, right? Like when they change the thumbnail of a movie just for me.
Yes, that's AI-generated personalization. You and I could see completely different images for the same movie. Mine might show a romance scene, yours might show action, because Netflix's algorithm thinks that's what will make us click.
That's like digital marketing meets mind reading.
Exactly. And music platforms? Same deal. Spotify and Apple Music use recommendation engines to learn your taste and predict what you'll love. That Discover Weekly playlist, built just for you based on other people with similar listening habits.
So we're not just picking songs or shows, we're interacting with an AI that's curating our entire experience?
You got it. It's all about personalization at scale. AI takes in huge amounts of behavioral data, finds patterns, and then tailors your digital world to keep you engaged, sometimes for better, and sometimes for way longer than you intended.
Okay, now I understand why I can't stop watching 2000s reality show clips at midnight. Thanks a lot, algorithm.
Blame the bots, JR. They know your guilty pleasures.
So, here's the big takeaway, folks. AI isn't just reacting to you. It's actively shaping what you see, what you hear, what you click. Whether it's a viral video, a must-watch TV show, or a perfect song recommendation, it's all part of the game.
And once you start seeing how it works, you can use it more consciously. Or at least know when you're being subtly nudged.
All right, Casey. So far we've learned that AI is not only helping us take better selfies, skip traffic, and choose binge-worthy shows, it's also low-key experimenting on us in real time.
Yep. And we're all part of the world's biggest digital psychology lab, one scroll at a time.
All right. Well, let's take a quick pause to hear from our sponsors that help keep this show running.
Ever feel like your business decisions are made by throwing darts at a board? It's time to upgrade to a more precise approach. Enter AI Innovations Unleashed, your co-pilot in navigating the digital frontier. At AI Innovations Unleashed, we harness cutting-edge AI innovations, advanced data analytics, and strategic consulting to drive business transformation. Our mission is to empower your organization to thrive in the digital era and achieve a sustainable competitive advantage. NextWavyStrategies.com. Imagine having an AI assistant that doesn't just suggest your next binge watch, but propels your business into the future. That's what we offer. A partnership that turns complex data into clear strategies, and strategies into success. So, if you're ready to stop relying on gut feelings and start making informed choices, visit us at AIinnovationsunleashed.com. Let's make your business smarter, one algorithm at a time.
All right, folks. Before we dive into our next segment, we thought we'd lighten the mood just a bit because as smart and seamless as AI can be, it definitely has its off days.
Oh, yeah. This segment is dedicated to those moments when AI, bless its digital little heart, just gets it wrong. Welcome to AI Fails in the Wild.
And let's kick it off with a classic, facial recognition gone rogue. A man in the UK was flagged by a security camera system because the AI thought his face resembled a wanted suspect. Only problem? He had no criminal record and was wearing nothing but a hoodie. Turns out the AI had confused his slightly squinty smile with someone else's mugshot.
You know what? I've been tired at the grocery store and probably looked suspicious too. Poor guy.
Okay, here's one from the food world. a smart fridge that ordered 10 pounds of cheddar cheese. Why? Because the owner's toddler kept yelling cheese at it while playing. The fridge misinterpreted it as a voice command.
That toddler's living the dream. Unlimited cheese. Honestly, the real fail might be that we've given fridges the power to spend money.
And then there's the AI resume screener that ranked candidates based on formatting. Yep, if you had the right font and bullet point style, you got pushed to the top, even if your experience was, well, weak. Meanwhile, qualified candidates using basic templates got filtered out completely.
That one hurts, because AI should help level the playing field, not give the edge to whoever knows how to game the font system.
And here's another favorite. GPS gone haywire. A woman in Colorado followed her GPS detour during traffic and ended up on a dirt road that led straight into a muddy field. And she wasn't alone. A dozen other drivers followed the exact same route and got stuck.
It's like the AI formed a cult. Follow me, humans, to your muddy doom.
And then we can't forget autocorrect, the most chaotic AI assistant of them all. Case in point, someone meant to text, "I'm going to the pharmacy," and it sent, "I'm going to the fantasy." That conversation went sideways real fast.
Honestly, autocorrect is like a chaotic sidekick that means well but causes chaos. We've all had texts we immediately regret sending thanks to it.
And so the lesson here, AI isn't perfect, and it's not supposed to be. These fails are quite funny, yes, but they also remind us that humans still matter in the loop. Oversight, context, and sometimes just good old common sense go a long way.
Totally. And while we love what AI can do, it's important to laugh at its hiccups and remember, we're still the adults in the digital room. For now.
Okay. All right. Laugh, break, over. Let's take the time to flip the switch and ask the hard question. When does AI cross the line from helpful to a little too helpful?
Oh, yes. It's time for our lightning round of judgment. Coming up next, cool or creepy.
All right. I'll toss out some real-world uses of AI, some helpful, some borderline Black Mirror. And Casey, you give us your gut check. Is it a win for innovation, or are we sliding into creepy territory?
Let's do it. My spidey sense is ready.
First one up. Personalize ads based on your search and scroll history.
I'll say coolish with a side of watch your data. It's convenient, sure, like when you're looking at hiking boots and suddenly get deals on trail gear, but it can feel invasive, especially when the timing is too perfect. Transparency is everything.
Next, deep fake filters like face swapping apps and AI generated voice mimics.
Mostly creepy. The tech itself is impressive. Deepfakes are built using something called GANs, or Generative Adversarial Networks. But when used to impersonate real people, that's a problem. It's fun when you're swapping faces with Captain Jack Sparrow. It's not fun when it's used for fraud or fake news.
Okay, how about this one? Emotion recognition software, like AI trying to tell you how you're feeling through your face or your voice.
Oof, leaning creepy. The idea sounds helpful, especially in customer service or mental health, but the tech just isn't accurate enough yet. Plus, who decides what a happy face looks like? There's a big risk of bias and misinterpretation.
Yeah, the last thing I need is my phone judging my mood while I'm eating cereal in my sweatpants.
Exactly! Nobody wants an emotional performance review from their toaster.
Okay, let's bring it home with one I know a lot of people have questions about. AI-powered dating apps that learn your swipe preferences and suggest matches.
I'm calling this one cool with caution. It's neat that I can help people find better matches, like smarter compatibility filters. But dating is deeply human, and when algorithms try to optimize love, they can create weird echo chambers. Plus, who controls the data on your romantic life?
So, AI might help you find the one, but then again, it might be the reason you keep matching with people who love pickles and hate jazz.
Exactly. Love in the time of algorithms. It's a wild ride.
So, I guess here's the bottom line. AI can be incredibly cool and also seriously questionable. The difference often comes down to how transparent the tech is, who controls the data, and whether it's designed with actual human benefit in mind.
Yep. Just because something can be done with AI doesn't always mean it should. That's why we need smart design, clear ethics, and a little healthy skepticism from all of us.
And amen to that. Okay, folks, if this episode made you side-eye your smart speaker or rethink your Netflix queue, you're not alone. The more we understand how AI works in our everyday lives, the more empowered we are to use it wisely and ask better questions.
Exactly. Whether it's cool, creepy, or somewhere in between, awareness is key. You don't have to be a data scientist to get curious about the tech shaping your world.
And hey, if you learned something new and had an aha moment, or just want to stump your friends with some AI trivia, go ahead and share this episode with someone who still thinks AI only lives in robots.
And don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and hit that follow button so you don't miss future episodes. Because trust us, we're just getting started.
And that wraps up today's bonus drop of AI Innovations Unleashed. Thanks for spending some time geeking out with us. Until next time, stay curious, stay kind, and maybe say thanks to AI quietly making your everyday life a little easier.